This is a stand-up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013. Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Except not Patrick Monahan. That was a lie. We lied to you. Hey, everybody. This feels wrong. This is what Patty says. Tonight is a special edition, just Eli and Kath episode, because Patty couldn't make it. But we knew we had to get you that hot, fresh, what a time before you went back home for Thanksgiving.
I like how you abbreviated the name.
Yeah,
that's what it's called now.
What a time!
What a time!
I mean, it's a fun phrase, but it's a mouthful to you know. I got to keep the rhythm going.
Yeah, no, it's like how people call Curb Your Enthusiasm curb.
Yeah, that's
like
what
when
I
they're in the know.
That's what I'm dreaming of, for, you know, kind of like, or how for the Simpsons people just watch, like, you watch the S, latest episode of the S.
I love when people say that.
Yeah, yeah, or you know, the Shield, which is short for the Shield Your Enthusiasm, I guess.
That would be an amazing crossover.
Yeah,
Shield,
oh, it would be so good.
Enthusiasm.
I got groans for a tweet I did last night. Maybe someone like mentioned me to be like, I hated this, which was that I wanted someone to mash up Last Resort by Papa Roach and Father Stretch My Hands Part One by Kanye West into a song called Father Roach My Hands. And people rioted.
People
they
didn't like
blocked
that.
Me. My followers went negative. It's bad.
I blocked a guy on Twitter the other day because he said Bruce Springsteen sucked. And so I was like, I'm blocking you, like as a bit. And yeah, then I blocked him. But then he got so mad about it that I just left him blocked because it was
really?
Fun. Yeah.
How did you even see that he was mad at you, or other people told you?
Because after I blocked him, I was like, I wonder if he saw that I blocked him. And he'd like written like 10 tweets about it.
Yeah. Who had a good tweet? Somebody had a good one about like all the blocking type stuff where it was like, can you believe they blocked me? This stranger that I tweeted horrific things to? Like, yeah, I could see why, I guess a little bit.
They clicked one button because of you. I hope you feel very important.
So where's Patty right now? What happened was...
Well, if you follow him on Twitter, you know he met Manny Fresh this weekend.
Yeah, and now he's started a new rap duo. I'm totally just cut you off and added my own joke there. Where were you going with it?
I mean, he just decided to stay in New Orleans. He just lives there now.
Yeah,
he's in Manny Fresh's entourage.
Yeah, and then it's a three man group. It's Patty Moe. That actually sounds good too. Patty Moe and Manny Fresh.
I feel like the only people that can be named Patty Moe are a rapper or an Irish guy who drinks a lot.
So Patty Moe.
Yeah.
Those are the two. I was still, my head was still churning, my brain was still churning, because I was like, that's almost like, they would be like, Patty Moe and Manny Fresh, get that, like, Patty Manny connect, and that's almost like a song already.
I like that.
Yeah. I don't think that's rapping, but do whatever that was.
We were just playing before the show started with an app called Rapify, but abbreviated, not the way that...
Shelby, fantastic producer, he was like showing, because he's teaching me how to use a soundboard because I am an idiot.
Because Patty is our podcast dad and he's not here, and so we had to learn how to do the intro and how to do the soundboard.
Yeah, it's very like Home Alone, like we just have cardboard cutouts with string and we're just pretending, we don't know what to do. So he showed us the sound, he was like, oh, we have this soundboard app and it's called Rapify, but it's been shortened to just R-A-P-I-F-Y, which is...
not the most intuitive pronunciation.
Yeah, throw a hyphen in there.
Something. That's,
yeah, do a little something to make it not sound like that. But then also, it was just a thing. He showed it to me. I played with it for about 5 seconds, and I think we all came to the agreement at the same time that I'm not allowed to use it. And it was going to be too much.
Dude, everybody, I want our listeners to take bets on the amount of moon pies we're going to get in this episode. Now that Eli's
in
charge of the soundboard.
Let's start off hot.
Moon pie. What a time to be alive.
Beautiful.
And it's twice as bad because I feel like every time I hear it, I feel like I have some like low grade of echolalia. Like, you know that thing where, like, I think most people know, but echolalia is like you have to repeat sounds.
Yeah.
So every time I hit it, then I then spend like the next 2 or 3 minutes quietly going like, moon bye, like to myself.
Like, Jasper's voice kind of sounds like your old man voice. Like, that's the old man voice you do.
I think that's because that's what it was. This is from me just doing Jasper Beardsley as a boy, you know, after I smoked 4 packs of cigarettes a day from 12 to 16, which is why my voice sounds like this. That's not true.
That explains a lot.
No, I was actually a very good boy.
Yeah, you were good.
In high school. I got...
When did you... What happened to make you the way you are?
What happened? happy Thanksgiving, Mom and Dad. no, I just didn't do anything. Like, I remember in high school, I got straight A's, and then I took AP Calculus BC, which is like second level AP Calculus. Mm-hmm. It was like the first calculus, and that was such a like significant and immediate cliff to my knowledge that it was like, up until then, I was like, yeah, I get all this. And I hit calculus, and I got 4 D's in a row. Just, like, could
Damn,
not.
Damn, it turned you into a bad kid.
And then I just bought a leather jacket and, you know, a Camaro and started doing burnouts all day long.
What are burnouts?
You know a burnout?
No, what's a burnout?
How do you know what a burnout is? This is just seems, that
I know,
seems mean.
I know, like, the idea of a person who's a burnout, but what is a burnouts, doing a burnout?
Doing a burnout is, like, you, I don't know exactly, I think you, like, get the engine going.
Okay, so you just yelled at me for not knowing,
but I know
but
what
you
it is.
Don't know
no,
what it is
No, it's
either.
When you start, like, a car, and the way you start is, like, this wheel spins so hard that they smoke out, and, like, you know, there's, like,
okay,
like,
okay.
Like, that's a burnout.
Okay.
Yeah. There's, like, a whole, I'm also, like, probably biased because there's just a bunch of games called Burnout that I listen to. Is Shelby pulling up videos of burnouts? There could not be a less... enjoyable sound for us. Like, so for all the listeners, this is what a burnout sounds like, just screeching audio. Yeah, let's play a little burnout audio. Just purely mean. Somebody on a plane right now is to listen to audio of a burnout. Yeah, so that's a burnout.
So now we all know.
I hope somebody listens to their podcast like out loud at work. Like, not loud enough for everyone to hear, but if you walk right by their cubicle and someone walks by their cubicle and it's just car sounds.
I feel like I've definitely had coworkers who would just watch YouTube videos of cars. Like, that's like a type of coworker.
Yeah, you know what's weird?
But it's not the type of coworker who listens to our podcast.
You know what's weird is that, like, if all you do is watch videos of cars, it's like macho. You're like a bad boy. But if all you do is watch videos of trains, you're like mentally challenged. Like, why? They're just both vehicles.
Yeah, they're both modes of transportation.
Yeah.
That's, I feel like, ranked from level of coolness, like, communicated by watching YouTube videos, we got probably motorcycles top.
Yeah, well, I think motorcycles are like an outcropping of the car.
Well, there's like motorcycle, and then there's like Fast and the Furious cars.
Yeah, muscle cars.
Cars. Then there's like monster trucks. I feel like I'm going down the scale of coolness each time. And then I feel like you got planes. And then trains are at the very bottom.
Well, I think, like, you can be obsessed with a large variety of vehicles, and each one has, like, a different, like, category. Like, if you're obsessed with cars, you're like a tough guy, you know? If you're obsessed with trains, you're, like, you know.
a guy who's obsessed with trains?
yeah, you're a train guy. and then, like, if you're obsessed with boats, you're, like, a very rich guy.
Ooh, yeah, I didn't even thought about
obsessed
being obsessed with
bikes,
with boats.
Like, cycle, like,
you're
bicycles.
Like a punk.
Oh, maybe punk, like fixed gear, like, and then like track bike, like a, not a track bike, like a road bike. So it's like what vehicle you're obsessed with kind of dictates like what weird type of dude you are.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's all still dudes.
It's all dudes and it's all weird.
Yeah. It's all definitely like, okay, this is not a good use of your time.
Speaking of dumb things dudes do, can we do our first item today?
We're going to jump right in.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. First
hit,
up.
No, you have to
oh,
hit
I gotta
the
do
thing.
The board.
God damn it, Eli.
I opened Rapify again. Get ready for 100 KRS-One sound bites. I'm sorry. No, here we go.
Number 5.
Great job. Great
Thank
job
you.
On that sound cue.
That sounds sarcastic.
No, you did it. You did great.
Yeah.
You did a little, our listeners can't see, but you like, you pressed the little button very deliberately and then you did like a little flourish.
A little.
Like when you were.
Yeah. Well, now they can imagine that. I did do a little flare. And I didn't notice I did it. But then as soon as you like got ready to say it, I was like, oh, no, I did a thing with my hand. But she's going to talk about it. It looked very cool.
I'm sorry. It really seems like masculinity is a prison, if that's something
I'm
you're like worried
wearing
about.
A lot of rings when I do it. Like, you know, like one of those like shock jack, like, all right. And then, you know, hand flare.
That is like that is a marketable skill for like a certain segment of like the population is
wearing rings.
Guy who does soundboard on a morning radio show.
Yeah.
Like there's like three of those in every town. That's somebody's job.
Like the other thing is though, like I get why people talk shit about shock jock type stuff and like morning radio, but it's like I think like Howard Stern said something like that. So it's like if I had to talk for like 4 hours,
yeah,
I couldn't do that.
I know people who do morning radio and like
yeah.
It's really hard.
Is it supposed to be 4 hours of like riveting political? Does it like yeah, you run out of stuff and then
you
just
need
like,
the toilet flushing sound.
Yeah, at some point it's just like I'm running on empty, give me something. You know,
yeah, it's a very hard job. Shout out to all you shock jocks. That's like
yeah, this is like we mentioned last week, was like that's why Air America and like liberal radio like fails, but Alex Jones can talk for hours because he's basically doing like one man improv where he's just like
yeah.
Yes anding himself until frogs make people gay.
Yeah. And that is he is like the best improviser because yeah. It's just from one idea to another in the most like tenuously connected
yeah.
Logic. It's he is fascinating. Like he really yeah. is he has some charisma.
Like everything is wrong. Sorry, I interrupted you again.
No.
Everything
ahead.
He says is wrong, but I feel like if you did one of those like you know, like MRIs or CAT scans, like every part of his brain is lit up, you know?
he's using 110%
yeah,
of his brain.
Yeah, he's limitless. He's fucking Lucy. But just, that's like the second I've referenced Lucy on this podcast.
No, it is like, if you watch him, like his eyes roll back in his head and he's like, it's like a preacher or something. He's possessed yeah. by like the divine spirit or something. It's just, it's probably Satan.
Yeah, it's like a jet engine like attached to like a motorcycle or something where it's just like you're kind of impressed, but it's like going so badly. It's like this is gonna end terribly for anyone involved.
He did a while ago, I think it was during his divorce, he gave a press conference outside the Austin courthouse and like a couple people I know went. And they said it was incredible. Like him trying to give a press conference about his divorce and then just it going immediately off the rails and him talking yeah. about like human animal chimeras and stuff. Like it gets crazy.
Is that pronounced chimera?
I'm guessing.
Okay. Cause I got shit for saying apparently.
What did you say wrong? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I said Ari, which I've been saying my whole life, and it's Ari. And that's because most of my vocabulary.
Oh, wow. That's what you were trying to say. Now I get it.
Wow.
You know, I just made the most hurt face at me, and now I feel really bad.
yeah, I stand by you feeling bad.
I'm sorry.
One thing I learned is, like, I learned so much of my vocabulary from, like, video games and magic cards that no one said them out loud. That's why, like, I, to this day, have a lot of trouble remembering which is right, because I, you know, obviously a popular, I think I know now, a popular word in a video game is inventory.
Okay. Inventory?
And I saw it and thought it was inventory.
Yeah.
And that stuck forever. And now it's like forever stuck in my head. And I can't ever, like, I for real panic every time I have to say inventory. And I've like worked in grocery stores. So it's like a double
shit.
Whammy of being like, oh, that's an R in inventory. And someone's like, well, this is why you work at a grocery store. And they punch me in the face. It didn't happen.
We still haven't talked about this. Number five.
Yeah. Chimera. Also, I just wanted to say that can you imagine a filibuster by Alex Jones?
Oh, it would be unstoppable. Just,
and he wouldn't
He's a freight train.
He wouldn't even wear a diaper or anything. He'd just be like shitting and pissing himself and just like just
He'd
everything
be shitting
coming
and pissing
out of every
and
hole.
Coming and like his nose would be bleeding and
yeah,
yeah.
And just like melt. It would be like Zool or something. I don't know if that tracks, but number five.
Number five.
There we go. So I have very mixed feelings about this story. I
feel like
know.
I'm right there with you for the same reasons.
Yeah,
let's
like,
find out.
It's not so much that I'm like, I'm not neutral. I'm extreme on both ends. So much like Alex Jones giving yeah. a filibuster. So this story is about these, it happened in Kazakhstan.
Tell you what, I had some bad halal food. I was pretty extreme on both ends myself.
Boo-boo.
Whoa, where's that toilet flush sound? Add a toilet flush in post if we could. Thank you.
So the story is from Kazakhstan. What happened was, guess if it's a story about Kazakhstan, guess what it's about?
Joe Biden.
The most synonymous beloved character from Kazakhstan,
Mickey
Joe
Mouse.
Biden.
Donald Duck is from Kazakhstan. That's lore. That's canon.
It's retconned.
Yeah.
That's a new, they're trying to be more diverse with their Disney characters. No, obviously this is Borat related. These Czech tourists, there were like these six dudes from Czechoslovakia, Czech Republic now, I guess. I'm old. I drank wine before this. These dudes from the Czech Republic dressed as Borat. They wore like the slingshot bikini.
Yeah, the
and,
famous neon green.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Apparently this is like a very topical joke in Eastern Europe. I mean, like,
I doubt it is.
You think these a group of like, they're like a group of young dudes who, like, if there's a demographic that like won't let a joke go, like who won't let it die,
young dudes,
it's like a
Czechoslovakians,
a group of like young white guys in like college underclassmen white guys.
Yeah. I didn't realize they were from Czechoslovakia. I thought they were American. And that's why I was conflicted, maybe for the same reason. But we should get through the whole
story.
Well,
yeah. So they dressed like Borat and they tried to take a picture in front of this sign in the capital of Kazakhstan. And they were fined. They were caught by police. They were each fined $68 for committing, quote, minor hooliganism. That is the charge.
Yeah.
Minor hooliganism, which, like, to be fair, that is exactly how I would describe dressing up like Borat.
I just imagine like a very small soccer hooligan, just a tiny man with a long, long scarf. That's just like Chelsea, or whatever.
He's really small, so he keeps tripping on the scarf.
Yeah. He's just making him madder and madder. He's just like Manchester United. What's the name? It's like that. What's the name of that like little man who punches everything?
What? Scrappy-Doo?
No, the video. Do you know what I'm talking about, Shelby?
Oh, the little Turkish guy?
Yeah, the little Turkish guy. Yeah, like, his name's Turkish like guy. Bogan. Yeah. And he just like fights ducks on YouTube. And I'm pretty sure it's not okay to watch, but oh, do I have a blast watching it. If you haven't seen it, I mean, it's not Bogan, but it's like, just look up small, angry Turkish man. You're 100% going to hit it. And he is just like a very small man who like is very easily agitated and I don't think can speak. Really, he's definitely, that's why it feels a little guilty.
Yeah, he's just got like, some kind of congenital, like there's a reason he's small. He's not just like
I'm not talking like Richard Spencer, like just very short but normal. I'm talking like he is, now I feel bad about it. But anyways,
he had a very good Vine back in the day. So these dudes got arrested, and Sacha Baron Cohen said that he would pay their fines for minor hooliganism, because this is clearly his fault. So there's a really funny picture of the dudes all getting ready to take their picture together, and it's just
all
like,
pixelated out.
Just a gaggle of assholes.
Yeah.
Literally, their assholes are out. But I have a couple questions about this. Number one, do Czech people go on vacation to Kazakhstan? Like,
yeah,
who
I mean,
goes there?
I wasn't going to say that because I felt like it was mean and possibly racist.
Well, that's, I mean, it sucks to be from Kazakhstan because that anyone knows about you is Borat, which isn't even how people there are.
This is where we need Patty because we're both like, I don't know where any countries are. My geography is terrible. Somewhat close to each other?
I mean, Kazakhstan is like much further east.
Shelby, please do not make me feel as stupid as I am if you pull up a map on the screen so that I can look at a map of the world.
It's near like Turkmenistan and like Azerbaijan child. And like it's like in the yeah.
Yeah. What does your producer do? It gives me a globe, an atlas, because I don't know what the world looks like. It's all one continent, right? Pangaea?
Yeah.
So are they fairly close? I can't read that.
They're far enough enough away that, like, it's a weird place to, like, you'd have to fly there.
Where would you go? Where else would you go, though?
I don't know.
I feel like
know.
That's like going to Vancouver or something.
But, like, is it?
I don't know.
I mean,
I think we're both learning that we do not have the depth to figure this out.
Fuck. Yeah. We need Patty. He's smart. Yeah. That's why he's not here, because he has work.
Call Patty and see if he has... No, we can't give the real reason he's not here.
Oh, fuck. Sorry.
We were walking. He was swooped up by a rock, a giant bird, and carried to a nest. That's what happened. So he's in a nest somewhere.
He's on a dark cliff somewhere.
That's what I was conflicted about, is it's like, I think it's fun and cool that, like, Sacha Baron Cohen is going to pay for their fees, which also isn't that. It's like, what, $250 or something? Like, for him, that's nothing.
Yeah.
But I think that's cool. But also, it's like, for the people that are going to benefit from this, it's like someone paying the fees of, like, somebody who got, like, a drunk in public at SantaCon, where it's just like, fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, like, the worst people.
Yeah.
And also, it sucks that, like, again, this is the only time we've ever heard about Kazakhstan. Like,
oh, they hate it.
Assholes
they
being
hate Borat?
They hate Borat because, like, Borat, there's nothing Kazakh about Borat. He just picked a country that was, like, people didn't know anything about. Like, a Central Asian, like, desert country.
And I'm 90% sure there was, like, a huge event or something where, like, a international event where somebody didn't do their, you know, due diligence and played the fake Kazakhstan anthem from
Borat
for, like,
Jesus
the
Christ.
Country. Which, like, I don't know. I feel like I've told this story before on this podcast. It's one of my, but there was a guy, I don't
go-tos.
Remember who he was. Yeah, I don't remember his name, but he was a Mexican athlete. And he was, like, a world, you know, world-class athlete. And he won
oh
an
my
event.
God, yeah.
And at the, he, what happened was he carried, for much of his life, he would carry a, like, vinyl record of the Mexican national anthem with him to events, because one time he won and they played the Mexican hat dance when he was on the podium. Like, he was on the podium and they're like, the only worst thing you could do is play, like, a cucaracha car horn. It's like, that was, like, the only more offensive thing you could do to somebody that's on the podium representing Mexico.
Specifically the car horn, not the song.
Yeah, yeah.
The car horn.
Yeah, just that, and then a burnout. Throw more burnout sound effects in here. But yeah, I mean, I guess it's cool that he did that. I
don't know. I mean, it's like, it's funny, but also I feel like I now feel like I should learn about Kazakhstan so I can smugly correct other people.
What's the value? I don't know what the currency is in Kazakhstan, but also what do you, so you said like in American dollars, the fine was like $60.
Yeah.
Do you think that it only seems like a small fine because of like a strength
in exchange rate?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, is that like a serious, cause that's crazy. Like, you know how people are like, oh, go visit wherever, like, your dollar will go a long way?
Yeah.
Is there a country I could go to with, like, $400 in pocket and just fucking commit crimes and just, like, just eat the fines for
probably.
It?
Probably.
Like,
I mean,
just,
yeah.
Just, like, kick a fucking statue over and be like, sorry, here's a Benjamin. And then, you know, rent 40 rickshaws or whatever.
Probably.
With the rest of the money.
I feel like a lot of countries you could probably do that in.
That's what, yeah. Why do we live in the most expensive city in the world?
Wait, that's the injustice you see here? Not that having money lets you get away with committing crimes?
Yeah, that seems fine. That seems...
I just wish my dollar went further in terms of letting me commit crimes.
That's why I vote, you know, Republican down ticket, is because I will be insanely rich and I got to prep the government for myself later on.
Yeah.
Obviously. yeah, I mean, if anybody knows anything about this podcast, welcome to the alt-right podcast. What a time to be alive.
Now that Patty's gone, we can finally show our true colors.
Yeah, Patty said we couldn't come out with it, couldn't be outwardly alt-right. He's just going to be listening to this tomorrow. And, oh, he's going to be, oh, brother. Oh,
yeah,
no.
That's exactly how he's going to sound. And then, like, a slide whistle's going to play.
Yep. That's what we're all about. we're about saying that stuff isn't about race, and then 2 years later are in arguments about whether the N-word is okay and eating capsules of like pond algae and
I saw a really good I saw a really good tweet, and who knows if this is real, but I saw apparently somebody told the posters on 4chan's politics board that eating onions.
Oh, this should have been a number.
It should have been a number.
Here, wait, I'll do this.
Five and a half?
Yeah, I always do 4.5.
Okay.
Number
4.5.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. So yeah, this is somebody told the posters on 4chan's politics board that eating onions increases testosterone. Mm-hmm. So
gotta be high tea.
Yeah. So guess who ate a bunch of onions as if they were apples and then couldn't leave their house because they smelled too bad.
Yeah, no, they didn't even. That was one of them. But one of them was making onion juice.
Yes.
The main guy had just juiced onions like a fucking, you know, cup of OJ. Well, still OJ.
Oh, can you imagine
waking up in someone's house? Would you care for a cup of OJ? Oh, onion juice. And then he like posted, he was like, I can't leave my house for like 3 days. I've showered. I've done everything. It's coming out of every pore. And then he admitted he also dashed like powdered onion powder, like the spice on top of it.
He
sounds
just did
awful.
Lines of it.
I will say I love onions and I
love onions.
Could you? Because I could eat an onion raw like an apple.
I
could do it if I just taste wise.
I could do it. I wouldn't be happy after like the first two bites.
Yeah,
that would be too much onion.
Say like not like a white onion, maybe like a Vidalia.
Yeah, nice Vidalia. Yeah, good.
Week while Patty records, we'll both just munch on a full onion.
Now I'm just thinking about how funny it would be if you thought that OJ stood for onion juice your whole life. Yeah. You thought that was like OJ Simpson.
Yeah,
it was like a joke about
onion juice. No,
the
that's...
juice is loose. It's a joke about onion
yeah.
juice.
No, he was called OJ Simpson because he was so strong and had so much testosterone. They were like, what's that guy been drinking? Onion juice? Call him Onion Juice Simpson.
Onion Juice Simpson.
Yeah, there's that. I mean, all the high teas. Also, like, what is the point of high tea? Like, I mean, being high T, but I feel like high testosterone stuff has way more to do with like your formative years. You need to be doing that when you're like now
it's
you're just
too
like,
late for the
yeah,
people on fucking 4chan.
You're just fucking 31 drinking onion juice to boost your testosterone so that your hair falls out and you get like
yeah,
body hair. Like that's what testosterone does at this point in your life.
I don't want to be rude, but like testosterone seems like a fucking poison to me. It seems like yeah. bad. It seems like it clouds your judgment. It just makes you like sort of non-specifically problematically horny. It gives you acne. It makes you sweat. It makes you lose your hair.
Is that what it all does?
Pretty much, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Are there men out there that are like concerned that they're not horny enough?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes. But
that's
also
like part of their thing.
Yeah, I will
maybe
like
for like on antidepressants or something, but
yeah, like Viagra, like all that stuff is all about not being
yeah,
horny.
Yeah, but that's
enough.
Not like tea. That's like that. Like Viagra is just because you're like old and your dick doesn't work anymore.
But have you ever seen those commercials that are about getting tested for low tea?
Oh yeah, but I
they're
think
like
it's the same.
Is it low T?
I think that's just a fancier version of like gorilla mindset or whatever. That's like that's just a step back to be like, you
yeah,
know, are
but
you
a
low
lot of
tea?
People are really into that. Like that's a real thing.
Whatever, I'm balding, so I guess I don't need to drink any more onion juice. Sorry.
It's a sign of manliness.
Sorry, this Antifa super soldier's already pretty high tea, bro. yeah, so that's 4.5. We should keep moving. though, you know, maybe with the Thanksgiving trips coming up, this is the episode that should be 6 hours long.
Yeah, everybody's got a road trip.
We should have all just taken a bus trip, recorded on a train. How great would that have been?
Oh, it would have been terrible.
All right. Next up, after number 4.5, comes naturally.
Number four
this week. Oh, it's a revisit to from the original teaser episode 0, which has done nothing but really fuck up our numbering system and can confuse everyone, including my parents.
You gotten feedback from your parents on the podcast?
They love it.
They do?
Have
they
a great
listen?
Time. Yeah, they. I think I don't know where how they listen to it, but they
it
you know,
somehow osmosis is into their
yeah,
ears.
It's like cracking a safe for them. It's you know they somehow get to a SoundCloud page. I'm sure that they've just gotten so much malware from trying to listen to this podcast. Just infected their entire computer with viruses.
Have you ever like logged onto your parents' computer and like you try to use the internet or something and you see that they have like every toolbar extension
oh, yeah.
at the top
oh,
and
yeah.
it's like
there's a fucking Bonzi buddy goddamn purple gorilla that's dancing
oh man oh. yeah that yeah. is like the true hallmark of someone who doesn't know what the fuck is up with computers is if they yeah. have a Bonzi buddy
there's
in there.
Like 14 like individual default home pages that pop up it's like why am I logged into RuneScape what the fuck is going on Yeah, I played a shit on RuneScape. Okay, so here's the story. I'm going to start shouting out the Associated Press every time it's an AP Wire story. Shout out to the Associated Press for the scoop. So Flat Earth, we talked about it. It's wrong. But one man is not so sure. That's just go full news. Flat Earth is wrong. We agree. But one man is not so sure. On the ground is Butt Fartley. So there's a guy named... I'm just going to use the description they use because it's pretty perfect. Self-taught rocket scientist, Mad Mike Hughes. That's the man. He believes that the Earth is flat. He's also a self-taught rocket scientist, which is like a terrible... That's like being like professional Russian roulette player. It's not going to go great for you as a career.
I like the... That's such a brazen... Like every word in that description is like very brazen.
Yeah.
Self-taught rocket scientist. Like, how much did you teach yourself, man?
Yeah, yeah. Like if someone's like, I taught myself to play guitar, I'm like, you're probably bad at guitar.
Right.
For someone to be like, I taught myself... rocket science. You can't buy a fucking textbook off Amazon.
You can do the rocket science equivalent of badly get through Smoke on the Water, whatever that is.
Yeah. No, you know how he learned rocket science? He took one of those master classes that Facebook advertised.
Oh, hell yeah.
But it was still Steve Martin. It was just Steve Martin teaching you about rocket science.
That's the thing about those. They're all Steve Martin.
Yeah,
it's so
always
weird.
Steve Martin. It's just like, how much do they pay those guys for like, I mean, they also probably love that sort of stuff. It's like, can you just tell people what to do? Okay. Anyways, so Mad Mike Hughes is a 61-year-old limo driver when he's not a self-taught rocket scientist. He has spent the last few years building a steam-powered rocket.
I
want to
see this guy's business card so bad.
Oh, it's...
Self-taught rocket scientist / limo driver? Amazing.
It's covered in clip... There's a clip art rocket on it, 100%.
Speaking of... I don't know if you've encountered this, because you've lived here most of the time, you've done comedy, and people here are, I don't want to say they're better, but they probably are less podunk about shit. But one of my favorite things is getting business cards from bad comedians.
Oh, I've gotten a couple.
They're always just perfect. Just, I'm doing the chef kiss motion for our listeners.
I guess it is like... makes sense that you should have business cards and it's professional. Far be it for me to give any advice on how to be professional in comedy because I'm not good at it. But like, yeah, it's almost like sometimes someone giving you a business card is the same feeling as like a kid bringing you like a drawing they did. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it's like, it's not weird to have a business card. It's weird if you're a comedian. Like your business card should not also be trying to be funny because it won't be. It will be insane.
Yeah, it's like wearing a funny t-shirt on stage.
Exactly.
Yeah, which don't do that.
anyway, this guy probably has really good business cards.
Anyways. So what he's done is he's built a rocket that he's going to use. It's like part of he's trying to prove that the Earth is flat with a rocket that he made himself, I guess so that NASA doesn't interfere. And like it's first of all, he built it out of stuff that he scrounged together. It cost him altogether $20,000, which is such a double whammy of A, that's a lot of money to put into something that's going to blow up, and B, like, is not enough money for something that's going to work.
Yeah.
It's like, you really threaded the needle on spending too much money, but also not enough money
on this. Yeah, like, I'm simultaneously blown away at how much money you've wasted, and... how delusional you are that you think that much money is how much it costs to have a rocket.
Is this a pattern through flat earthers that because they don't believe the earth is round and space is real, that they also don't believe what it costs to get into space? Because this is the same with when B.O.B. had that Kickstarter where he's like, I need to launch a satellite into space. I need $1 million flat. It's like, that's not what it fucking costs at all.
Did you see I saw a really good infographic type thing this week that someone tweeted about. They said they got kicked off of a Flat Earth Discord for posting it.
Flat Earth Discord is already a great phrase.
Incredible phrase. I would love an invite if anyone...
Get us in there.
Please get us into the Flat Earth Discord. But someone got kicked out for posting a picture. It was like the Earth is a disc, like they all think it is. And then a bunch of dinosaurs on it, and then an asteroid hitting the disc, and then the dinosaurs just falling off.
Oh, it's spinning really fast.
Yeah. Like the dinosaurs just being flown, like thrown from the earth.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Remember how the dinosaurs all had to, like, they had to stay, you know, spread out so that if there's too many dinosaurs on one side, the disc would flip over.
How do they account for that? Like, Asia's really densely populated. Do they think the disc, like,
yeah, it's
leans?
Even. That's why they have a child limit in China. Oh. Because you have too many kids there, it's going to flip over.
Damn, you should get in that Flat Earth Discord.
I'm going to jump in there with some fucking bold ideas. Yeah, that's also, we said that with when we were talking about Flat Earth in the first episode. It's like, that's just like, what's on the bottom? Is it just like, you know, it's like in
it's like solid...
in Dragon Ball Z when they pull like a clump of earth out of the ground, and then the bottom is just like crumbly dirt.
That also
Kath
happens
just
when
gave
you
me the fucking emptiest stare. I said Dragon Ball Z, and you were 40 miles away immediately.
Well, first of all, I've not watched Dragon Ball Z, but second of all, that also is what happens when you pull actual dirt out of the ground.
Yeah.
So it was a weird reference.
Yeah, but the Dragon Ball Z heads know what I'm talking about. There's like very specific stuff where like a large portion of Earth gets pulled up.
Okay, okay.
Let's
fair
not
enough.
Let's not focus on. I also like how you said I haven't watched Dragon Ball Z like it was The Wire or something. I was like, I haven't had a chance to catch
I haven't,
Dragon
yeah,
Ball Z.
I haven't gotten the special edition Blu-ray that I ordered yet. But you know, I'm just waiting until I get sick or something I can binge watch it.
Yeah. He also about the Rocket Man. He says about himself, I'm a walking reality show, which is not a good thing to say. That also, he no. also said, these are just like, I don't even know how to categorize all these quotes from him out of context. I'm a walking reality show. I don't believe in science. And he
what
says,
did you teach yourself then? Just
he says,
rock it?
He says, I know about aerodynamics and fluid dynamics and how things move through the air, about the certain size of rocket nozzles and thrust, but that's not science. That's just a formula. There's no difference between science and science fiction, which is a nonsense phrase. This is the second time he's launched a rocket. He's done it once before.
Cool.
He went about 1,400 feet and collapsed from the landing because of the G-forces, and it took him 3 days to recover.
So that's like about as high as you can go with a bottle rocket, right? 1,400
feet? 1,400
feet? How high is that? It doesn't seem that high.
A mile's like 5,900 feet?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's probably not that... See, this is the thing, is I don't understand, because it, like, also
we
it talks about him making...
We shouldn't have picked smart people topics.
Yeah, I know, God.
We fucked up.
Next up, quantum string theory, talk about, like, but he built the rocket, and he, like, built the rocket, and then he made a ramp out of a camper, and it's like...
Oh, he's just, like, an evil Knievel.
Yeah, dude, it is, because that's, they're taught, like, this is basically, like, that jump he did was this... like length of Snake River Canyon. He's just he's evil Knievel that but with like a weird pseudoscience front thrown over it, where it was just like, yeah, if evil Knievel like jumped 16 buses but was like, gravity's not real and I'm gonna prove it by jumping over all these school buses. There's also that and I feel like we're going on many tangents, but the I'm a walking reality show reminded me of one of the worst and best people I've ever met in my life. I don't know who he is or anything. I was visiting my friend David at UNC.
Okay.
And we were like, there was like a frat at UNC, and we were there, and the brothers were talking, and somehow Entourage came up, and this one like hammer drunk frat dude on the porch was not part of the conversation.
Of course not. He just heard the word Entourage, got excited.
And he goes, and this is an accent, but it's basically what he sounded like. He was like, Entourage. He's like, fuck that shit. I believe said, fuck that gay shit. And then he said, Entourage, just a bunch of F words doing a bunch of gay shit all the time. And he goes, they should make a show about me. I do cool shit all the time. And then he goes, I once drove here from Grinnell blowing a 2.24 the whole way. And I was like, that's not cool. That's incredibly dangerous to you and others. Like,
so that's the show? That's what the show's
the show is
be?
Him drunk driving from Greenville to Chapel Hill and maybe not, you know, ripping apart a family by doing that.
I mean, I can see that being a reality show competition sometime in the near future. It's just who can drunk drive better.
Yeah, that would be the American version of those weird Japanese game shows. But instead of like slippery stairs, it's like, don't hit kids with your car.
Do you ever watch those? Do you have a favorite?
I don't have like a subscription to them. I do watch whenever they come across my timeline or whatever.
My favorite like premise for one of those that I ever saw that I think is brilliant and I absolutely would watch was these people, and they would put them in a room. And
was it Silent Library?
No.
Okay.
It was like three objects in this room were made of chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a great one.
It's so good.
One of the internet's great gifts.
And so they just start biting every object in the room to see if it's made of chocolate. If that were on every day, every week, I would watch it.
There's a GIF from it that's everywhere on the internet. And it's just a like Japanese dude that like very inquisitively and gingerly bites into a door handle, which then breaks because it's chocolate.
Yes!
And the look on his face is just of like pure joy. And without context, is very good. But by God, we have to get through this. We have to stumble our way through
some more flatter shit.
He's not a fan of Evel Knievel. He was an average stunt guy.
So this was a comparison they brought up to him.
Yeah.
So, but he's like, his reason for not being a fan of Evel Knievel is just because other people, he's more into stunts than we are. Like, he knows more about the stunt world to know, like, actually, Evel Knievel's pretty overrated.
Yeah.
That's why he doesn't like Evel Knievel?
I also don't think Evel Knievel's overrated. What criteria in the world of stuntmen is there other than, like, being crazy enough to do that, like not like movie stuntman. I know there's technique there, but just like if you're an old school motorcycle jump stuntman, how many things you jumped is how good you are.
It is a quantifiable number.
Nobody's,
and it's the amount of school buses you jumped over.
No one's like, he's like, oh yeah, he can jump less buses, but he's more technical about it. He's got more style. Maybe, I guess.
But
I just
like the idea that like it's not like he's like, no, I don't care about Evel Knievel. He's like, no, I'm better than Evel Knievel. How dare you compare him to me?
Yeah.
Like, I enjoy that. I just feel like most rocket scientists don't compare what they do to stuntmen. So I appreciate his unique take on it.
Yeah, I'm having trouble with this story just because it's like, where do you approach it from? Because everything is so wrong. But
when's he going to launch his next rocket?
Like, it's going to be, knowing this story, it's going to be some other insane thing where he's like, I'm launching it on the anniversary of the Civil War, which never happened. It's just like, okay, dude. There's just
Where's
so many
live?
Weird, every paragraph in this story
it's
is
like
another insane fact. The location of the jump will be Amboy, a ghost town in the Mojave Desert, and along historic Route 66, the fictional town of Radiator Springs in the Disney movie Cars was based on Amboy. What? This is fake. This is a made-up... Like, if the AP logo wasn't at the top of this, I would just be like, this is like if you had to make up a book report, or like, it was one of those assignments in school where they're like, read a newspaper story and write about it, and you were just like, well, I saw Cars. I'll just throw that in there. It's so weird and stream of consciousness. It's, oh my, it, okay, so it's, they're discouraging fans, but it will be televised on YouTube. So if you want to watch someone fucking die... Hop onto YouTube and
if
watch
I know
this
the
dude.
Internet, they do.
Yeah.
They absolutely do.
You just see that Live Leak logo and you're like, oh, I want to see a Russian man fall off a skyscraper. of course. Following his jump, he said he's going to announce his plans to leap into the race for governor of California. I can't do any more with this. I can't. What is...
You like, are so mad.
I don't, like, because, you know, I should have read it more detail, but this seems like...
No, you gave us plenty of detail.
Yeah.
You discussed that very thoroughly.
If anyone told me this, I would immediately classify them as a pathological liar.
About this guy?
It would be like, if I was just like at a bar and somebody just started talking about this and each of these details started to come up.
Yeah.
I would literally be like, hey, we all like you. You don't need to make up stuff like this.
Right. You don't need to give us Cars trivia. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, we can just talk, man. You don't have to do this.
So you're calling that AP writer a liar, is what I hear.
Yeah, the AP's a liar. So I'm done with that story, except that if there's any possibility for a reasonable price to pay for a What a Time to Be Alive... and or stand up New York Labs decal on that rocket, get in touch.
Ooh, if he has a time podcast
at Gmail. Don't listen to anything I've said for the last probably 35 minutes. But we'd love to throw a couple dollars at you, literally just a couple dollars, to get our name on that rocket.
Yeah, just give us a sticker.
Yeah, that feels like it would be cursed. Because anyways, I hope that guy doesn't die. But he doesn't seem like... He's good probably the same dude that's like, seatbelts are a lie. So, good luck to Mad Mike. I hope you live to drive limos another day. Very much. What number are we even on?
Three? Number three.
All right, cool.
Number three.
So, this story is from my former home of Texas. And people are talking about this on the internet. So, if you're on the internet, you may have seen it. It's... This woman in Fort Bend County, which is, I think, kind of near Dallas, I think. Anyway, she...
Oh, yeah, it's near Dallas.
It's near...
I'm just making that up. I don't know what Texas is.
You just got really excited that you got to know something because we already fucked up Kazakhstan so much.
I was
just
making it up. Yeah, I don't... Okay, I have spent almost all of my life, except for when I was in college, living in either D.C. or New York. I found out that Philadelphia was in between those two places within the last 3 to 4 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I'm like real dumb. Like, I could do a puzzle pretty good. Like, but if I had
you?
To like, I think so. Send me some puzzles.
Email kind, like, us. Do you want to try to solve a riddle or do you want like a jigsaw puzzle?
Not jigsaw puzzle. Like I'm like, if I had to do one of those, like, you know,
if you had to get through a maze.
I'm just Trump now. I'm like, oh, look, if you gave me an IQ test, unbelievable. I'm literally that. Okay. Anyways, what's up in Texas?
Okay, so this lady in Texas had a pickup truck like you do in Texas. And also like you do in Texas, she had a giant decal covering the back windshield.
Yeah.
Which is a... If you have a truck in Texas...
Yeah,
you have to have a full windshield decal. Uh-huh. It's a rule.
It's the coexist sticker of... Texas.
Yes. Yeah. 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 Like, but if you have a coexist sticker, you are run out of the state.
No, coexist sticker is to Prius or Chevy Volt as giant decal is to Ford F-150.
Yes. Exactly. The most ideal one you can have is an old English decal of your friend or relative's name. That's passed.
Oh yeah.
That's the best. Anything that would make like a good tramp stamp is good.
Yeah.
That's your truck's tramp stamp. Is pretty much what that is.
Is Calvin peeing on stuff passe at this point?
Oh no, he's very well represented.
Yeah.
But this woman, she decided to kind of go unorthodox for a back of a pickup truck. She had a giant one that said "fuck Trump" and "fuck you for voting for him," and it was a big middle finger.
Yeah.
And I like this for multiple reasons. Number one, I feel like the more words you can fit on a bumper sticker or decal, the more insane you seem.
Yeah.
So I like that. Again, yeah. like you living in DC or New York, I've lived mostly in New Hampshire, Iowa, and Texas, which are just ground zero for insane signs on people's lawns, like of paragraphs. Yeah. A lot of people declaring themselves sovereign citizens of wherever they live. Yeah, so like when I see a full sentence on the back of someone's car, even if it's something I agree with, I'm like, that's a crazy person.
Oh, yeah.
That's insane.
I thought you were going to say it made you feel at home. You're like, ah.
It does make nostalgia. Me feel at home. Yeah. It makes me feel at home, but in the way of like, I feel at home in the sense of I'm used to worrying that someone's going to come out onto their porch and threaten me with a shotgun for trespassing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's a common experience in my life.
Just thinking about how I really want a bumper sticker that's Calvin peeing, but into Hobbs's mouth. And Hobbs is clearly into it. That's what I want. Someone mock that up.
You know what would be a good Etsy search that I haven't done?
What?
Etsy is a very fun place to just search for weird shit. A Calvin peeing Etsy search would probably be really good.
Yeah, I feel like it would be like all be ironic like though. Because it's Etsy. It'd all be like him peeing on like...
No, there is a...
You know, a Cheeto in Chief or whatever.
Yeah. There's a lot of unironically horrible tacky shit on Etsy.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
surprising.
We did a thing at work where we just ordered a bunch of like strange Sonic products.
like Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yeah, there was like a Sonic scented candle you could buy that was called like Blue Blur.
Smelled like Speed.
Yeah, it smelled like chili dogs. you know that. Totally forgot that I watched the Sonic animated series for as long as I did until just now.
Oh, God. It's all coming back.
Yeah. But so the story was, like, she had this sticker that said, fuck Trump and fuck you for voting for him. Obviously, like, where she lives in Texas is not a popular sentiment.
Can't believe you just took over this story for me.
Sorry. I was trying to move it ahead. You keep it going.
No, go ahead.
No.
No, mansplain the story to me.
No,
Eli.
That's... I was trying to keep it going because I kept going on tangents. God damn it.
Moon pay. What a time to be alive.
Air is cleared.
I'm sorry. But that's what happened. She got in trouble for having this. The sheriff pulled her over and... you know the story. What happened then?
No, that's... don't put this on me like that. I was trying to speed it. I was trying to speed it along. Also sounds mean.
Well, you were... yeah. No, I understand because you were trying to speed it along from your own tangent.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, was, oh, happening. No, I'm doing bad.
You're doing
here,
great.
Let me fix this.
I think we're doing great for having two people. I think
up
Patty's
until
gonna...
now, probably yeah. Up until right now, I think we're doing all right. Yeah, that's what happened. Podcast dad is gone, and now we're in the backseat of the car, and we're fighting. You're about to turn my Game Boy off before I can save. But, well, yeah, like, he pulled her over and arrested her for, like, that's also, you don't have any grounds to arrest somebody for that.
Yeah, like, I guess, so the sheriff said that he'd been getting complaints about it, so that people were complaining, I guess, because there's a swear. I mean, obviously, yeah. Just because... people like Trump there, like, that's why. I lived in Austin when I was in Texas, and like, Austin is like, you know, obviously it's like more liberal than a lot of Texas, but I would get really mad when I would see people with like conservative bumper stickers or whatever, like doing the nice liberal cultural things that you are afforded by living in like a liberal city. Like, I would get really mad when I'd go to like the organic market and see like a Ted Cruz sticker on something. So just be like, you don't get both. You have to pick one. You can't, like, you can drive your fucking Hummer and have your Ted Cruz sticker. You can't drive your Hummer to the natural food store. Like, that's, you have to pick one.
Yeah.
And it made me really mad.
That's,
but anyway,
like, that's like the thing of where everyone's talking about, like, they're like, oh, these new Nazis are so well dressed. It was like that sort of, when they were doing those news stories,
yeah,
like Richard
Spencer,
like the, ooh, the suave Nazis. Like, first of all, it's like the original Nazis, like, they're, you know, outfitted by Hugo Boss.
Yeah,
that was
the original Nazis looked fucking great.
Yeah.
Loved music, loved like partying. Like they're not, they
even
were
in
into
video
culture.
Game, like, you walk around the corner and you're a Nazi and you're like, you know they're bad, but also you're like, you know they're bad.
It's
you're
a
like,
good
whoa,
look.
Oh, yeah. Like, you know? and then what was the, oh shit, I totally lost him. Still, I was so like hot and bothered by imagining the fashion of a Nazi uniform.
They look fucking great.
Oh, it's, that's what
fascists always have, like, very strong aesthetics,
yeah.
I think.
No, you were reminding me, we were talking about like that, that you can't be that. And then also like do the natural food store. I get so fucking mad when I see crust punks riding the subway. Because it's like, they have all this shit and there's fucking anarchy tattoos and stuff. And I'm like, well, maybe if you're into anarchy and you think that like everything should be destroyed, stop enjoying public works. You don't get to ride the subway. Your entire life is provided by public works. You live in a fucking park that is maintained by the city. You use a subway to get around cheaply, and then you're like, oh, let's shut it all down. If it was it was all shut down, you'd be a skeleton in the desert with your poor dog,
with
your sick
sad
dog,
malnourished dog.
Yeah.
I agree, but not about anarchists. Anarchists, they don't bother me as much because it depends on the type of anarchist. But, like, if you're a libertarian, you don't get to drive. Like, you don't get to use roads. Yeah. You don't get to be on the subway.
Yeah, maybe I'm misinterpreting it. But it's just
but
that, like, the people, like, I don't choose to live life the way that you do, but exclusively rely on people who...
Right.
Don't, like, they just live on the generosity of people. It's
they live,
such
yeah,
a...
they live off the, like, very small excess, like, the margin of all the other work that other people are doing.
Yeah. And this is bullshit. The Winecath and Modelo Eli scream hour.
We're both a little tipsy today.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this lady got in trouble. She was like, this is a First Amendment issue. And then my favorite part of this is, so next to her fuck Trump and fuck you for voting for him giant decal, she put a new one with the sheriff's name on it.
Yeah.
Neils, what's his last name? Troy Neils, I think his name is.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Troy Neils.
Yeah. So she put one that said, fuck Troy Neils and fuck you for voting for him next to it. And it's like a little baby hand next to the daddy hand of Trump. And that's like pretty
Which
rad.
It should be reversed and talk about guys got small hands, everybody. Moon pie.
What a time to be alive.
We haven't really done a lot of moon pies.
No, we got to make up for it in the back half of the show.
I just hope she keeps adding more and more decals for everybody that makes her mad. And it's like it's like in college football when you get a sticker on your helmet for a good play. Just if you pissed off this woman, you have a sticker on her car somewhere.
Well, that's... I feel like this is sort of... I feel like sometimes you see these cars with like writing all over them of all of the grievances that the driver of that car had in their life. And I think we're just getting in on the ground floor of this one.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see, because you know what I'm talking about, right? Like, do they have those here? Like those people who it's just like, the IRS owes me $20.53 from 1975. And that's why I don't like trust the government. You don't. I grew up in like insane rural libertarian country.
Yeah.
And so like, that's like every, I would say like a good 30% of white men over the age of about 60 are that guy.
Yeah.
And
it's the weirdest form of privilege.
They just externalize any sort of petty problem they've had in their life and and make a bumper sticker out of it. So one more thing before we move on, I do want to know who is making these decals for her. Because they are
custom, right?
Very nice, yeah.
I feel like it's somebody who there's probably like a small decal business, like body shop in that town. Something like that.
That's true.
Right?
I guess I hadn't really thought about where everybody gets their giant decals, but they must like there must be like businesses that it's like a tattoo artist or something. You go and you have like a consultation, and then they cut you a vinyl sticker.
Yeah. Do you want to know what, like, my most, like, romantic, like, perfect version of it is?
Yes.
I hope that, like, this is a very conservative town. There's this woman who owns the truck. She's friends with this guy who I assume in my head is, like, a younger guy who grew up in the town but is not as conservative, maybe, like, broke off from his parents' beliefs. He started an auto body shop, you know? Like his own sort of small business auto body mechanic shop. They're friendly through whatever reason. And, you know, they're at the local bar or they're on her back porch or behind his mechanic shop having a couple beers. And she's like, you know what would really rile this town up?
Aww.
And they're like, what? And they talk about the sticker and they laugh about it. And then at the end, one of them goes like, no, I'm serious. Let's do it. And then they did it. And then now this is happening. And that's my narrative.
I'm glad we could help make their dreams come true by talking about it.
Yeah, I wish we had stickers so that we could send them a sticker, send the rocket guy a sticker. Should get stickers made. I just want stickers. Always want stickers. That lady rules.
Shout out to her.
I
can't wait to see what decal she adds next.
Yeah, like it's just so perfect. It's one of those things that everything just fell into line, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna have one opportunity in this life. It's like, you know, like my sticker? Well, check out my new sticker. Fuck you. It's fantastic. She's a hero. Put her on, you know, a new dollar bill, whatever it is, however you honor people. That's number three.
Number two,
this one is just straight up great. I don't have a ton to say about it or anything like that.
Just a fact we want to share.
Yeah, so it came out, there was a new, if you guys are familiar with Dipset, the Diplomats, they let out a new song. And in part of it, so the history is that Dame Dash, who's like, he founded Rockefeller Records with Jay-Z, he's basically the head of the Diplomats, he co-produced a movie called Paid in Full that starred Cameron and like Mekhi Phifer with Harvey
Weinstein. Wait, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that it starred them.
Yeah, it starred Cameron and Mekhi Phifer.
Okay.
And I just looked it up. It had a 53% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Huh.
So like that's like better than Justice League, isn't it?
Yeah, I think
so. Yeah,
yeah.
Like, so yeah, like laugh about it if you want. It outperformed like movies.
When did it come
out? 2002, I think.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Sick. That was back then. But it was like when the, you know, it was when like Cameron was huge, I'm sure. Yeah. So he co-produced it with Harvey Weinstein. And I don't know if it was Weinstein or Weinstein, but he co-produced it with Harvey Weinstein. And it was like a big news story back then that the two of them did not get along at all and got in huge
Dame
arguments
and
stuff like that.
Harvey
Dame Dash, because they're the co-producers. And he talked about it a couple times. Different stuff. Like, there's also just cool shit that it's like somebody like Dame Dash will do that people in Hollywood wouldn't do, where like they made the movie and then Weinstein didn't want to put it out, so Dame Dash just followed him around until he put a movie out. Like he saw that Weinstein was in Paris and he flew to Paris and was just like, hey, when's the movie coming out? And did that, and also apparently went to like just all that sort of stuff. But so they finally talked about it. Like Cameron, it's a lyric in the new song, and that one of the things that happened that caused all this thing was that like Harvey Weinstein was being a huge fucking piece of shit on set, and Dame Dash didn't enjoy him disrespecting people like that, so Dame Dash just slapped the shit out of Harvey Weinstein. Like, and that's part of why they got in, they was hated each other so much,
like slapped him, like not like fought, like bitch
slapped
him.
Like baby powder on the hand, like just slapped the shit out of him.
Oh, what a hero.
Yeah. And then like, so,
another person we should send a sticker.
Yeah.
Dame Dash.
Dude, I'll make, yeah, please come on the pod, Dame Dash.
Hey, he's probably in New York.
Unbelievable. I mean, no, of course he's in New York.
He, my favorite, like anytime I think of Dame Dash, I think of, there is, it's still on YouTube, I think, a absolutely ridiculous, incredible documentary about Dipset member Jim Jones.
Yeah.
God, what was his catchphrase? Do you remember?
Wasn't it? He was like one of the first.
Ballin! That's
yeah,
what it
yeah,
was.
Ballin, yeah.
Sorry, I interrupted you because I remembered it.
That's a perfectly good reason to interrupt somebody.
So, Jim Jones, who is just known for saying, ballin! There's a documentary about his sort of rise and fall in The Diplomats. And there's a scene where he and Dame Dash are in a fight. And Dame Dash just goes, I'm out. I'm going to go do fashion. And then leaves. And he did.
Yeah.
Dame Dash, like, he runs, like, some fashion line now. Like,
yeah.
He's, anyway.
I don't want to guess because I feel like I'm going to get it right and it's going to sound bad. I mean, get it wrong and sound bad. But
anyway, I'm out. I'm going to go do fashion. At, he rules. Dame Dash is
like,
amazing.
Harvey Weinstein was a piece of shit. He straight up slapped the shit out of him for it. Got trashed in the news. Like, this is an actual redemption story. And
yeah,
that's like the line in the song. I should pull
right,
up the line
sure
in the song.
Right, because I'm sure everybody was a racist piece of shit and was like,
oh,
you
yeah.
know, oh, Dame Dash can't be professional, like, whatever.
Yeah, all that sort of. So, let me see the actual lyric from the song. Yeah, so the new song is called Once Upon a Time. It's a good song because it's by The Diplomats, obviously. At the end of the verse, Cameron raps, no disrespecting the ladies, word for my team. That's the reason Dame smacked Harvey Weinstein. On the set of Paid in Full, y'all gave him hell about it. So he's just like, yeah, he's like, remember when you said we were hard to work with? It was because we fucking bitch slapped a pedophile. So like, back off. That rules. Thank you, Dame Dash. If there was video of it, I'd pay every. Oh, is this a song? Yeah.
So good.
There's also a different part of the song where he brags about spending $3 million at Zoomies. Which also rules. Bought fucking 800 pairs of Etnies at Zoomies.
I love when rappers name drop non-super upmarket stores.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
One of my favorite Missy Elliott lines is when she's like, me and my girl Chrissy getting pissy up in Bennigan's.
Bennigan's?
I just love that, yeah.
I didn't even know Bennigan's was real.
Yeah.
I thought that was from that movie Waiting.
That's no, a real Bennigan's restaurant. Is real. Bennigan's is real. Missy Elliott gets drunk there with her friend Chrissy.
Oh, yeah. You know what sucks? Another thing that sucks about New York is that, like, I mean, it's dumb or whatever, but do you ever do, like, the, like, irony, like, ironic, like, get a bunch of friends together and just like, oh, we're going to go to TGI Fridays. We're going to go to Red Robin or whatever. Like, in New York, the TGI Fridays and stuff here is, like, the most expensive meal you can ever have.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's, like, the most expensive joke. We went to Guy's American Diner as a goof, and it was like a $50 meal. It was, like, so much fucking money. It was so bad. And then there was no service. Even at the bottom level of the restaurant, there's no service, so we couldn't even, like,
vine
we just had to sit there and, like, truly
experience
the food.
When I was in India, I wasn't in, like, a big city, and then we would occasionally go to, like, the big city. And the big attraction in the big city was that there was a Ruby Tuesdays there, like, in in Bangalore, India. And we were, like, first of all, it was one of the only places you could get alcohol. So we were like, oh, we're going to go there and, like, get drunk. Yeah. And it's, like, the fanciest restaurant. Like, like, it was just a bunch of, like, very dressed up, rich Indian people on dates at Ruby Tuesdays. It was very weird.
Was it the standard Ruby Tuesdays menu, or was it, like...
It was pretty much the standard menu, no beef. But the other thing that was weird is, like, you know when you go into a restaurant like that, like, TGI Fridays has it, like, all those... like the fake restaurant in waiting, it has all those like tchotchkes everywhere and like an old toboggan and like old luggage.
Just a bunch of like Schlitz mirrors.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That was all exactly the same, which was fucking weird
to me.
Like,
yeah, but like if you're going to Ruby Tuesdays, you're going for that like American cachet.
You want the like consistency of it. But it's
like
just
how
like,
McDonald's is like a very fashionable place to go in Japan. That
sort
of thing.
China too. My brother was in China and said like, that's like a like upscale fast casual
and like
place.
A legit like I think you could bring a date there and it would be like
yeah.
What
were we talking about? Oh yeah.
Dame Dash.
<At Nice>.
Yeah, there's like that's Zoomies. Another thing is like because there's always the ones that do it weird like how the like Pizza Hut in Dubai is like here's a fucking. Pizza where the crust is cheeseburgers.
Pizza Hut was big in India too.
Yeah,
people are all about that.
Yeah, like and then I remember in Italy I went to a McDonald's there and like in Italy you can get like just at McDonald's they have like a little box that's like basically like a Happy Meal. It's you know like McFrito Misto. And it's
it's a little like antipasto.
It comes in like a little Happy Meal style box. It looks like a Happy Crab. Mm-hmm.
It's like olives.
And it's fried. It's like mixed fried seafood. It's like fried shrimp, fried clams, fried.
All right.
And it's like pretty good, which like honestly it makes sense because McDonald's fried shit is good. And like I wouldn't trust them.
I like that
them.
Filet of fish, man.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust them to procure the seafood, but if I could just like bring in a fucking bucket of like clams
and just ask them
and
to fry them
fry it up, that would probably be good as hell. I stand by that.
Oh, we gotta make a friend. If anybody listening works at a McDonald's and can hook us up, can let us just throw some stuff in that fryer.
Yeah, that's definitely it feels like such a use of somebody. It's like, hey, do you hate your job? Let us come fuck around at it.
There's a place in Boston that will fill anything you bring with soft serve ice cream.
Oh really?
Yeah,
there's those places.
I don't know if it's
fry
still
anything.
yeah
like state fairs and stuff, they'll fry like any like Oreos or whatever like that.
I've eaten fried Oreos before. I got really high in college and went to the Iowa State Fair beauty pageant and ate fried Oreos while I watched it. And it was a beautiful moment.
Like eating fried Oreos during a beauty pageant is like the most just like, oh, God damn it. Like,
No, it was like definitely a statement. It was like, I'm not like you. I'm high and eating fried Oreos.
Yeah, but it was probably great. It probably ruled.
They were excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I've ever had fried Oreos. I don't, but
highly
I'd
recommend.
Do it.
Yeah, no, they're good. They're like warm
like
and chocolatey
cake.
And fried.
I like funnel cake for just not fucking having to pretend what it is. It's just like this is fried scrap dough. It's just like don't pretend. Don't you know? You don't have to like go somewhere and be like, this is actually a very fancy donut place or whatever. It's $3 a donut. It's like no, just. Fried scrap dough, just loose dough.
It's funny you should mention that because when I was a kid, my grandmother would make fried dough like in our kitchen, but she was like, oh no, we're Italian. This is an Italian like delicacy.
Zeppole or something, like what's the name of it?
Yeah, like Zeppole is like kind of like that she called it pizzelli, which is like something different, but she would just be like, oh no, this is like an Italian. It's like, no, we're eating fried dough for breakfast. It's great. Like, let's just...
It's beignets. Beignets. Just, it's in French, so it's like, oh, little classy pillows. It's a fucking funnel cake that's a little more together. That's it.
It's a solid piece of funnel cake.
Fancy funnel cake. They put the same shit on it. It's just, you know, powdered sugar, fried dough. Wow. We had tangents. We're, yeah. Podcast dad, come save us.
let's go for number one. Let's do it. Yeah,
number one. This is a real travesty. It's been pretty light so far, but this one is actually kind of messed
just
up.
Just do it.
Moon pie.
God damn it.
What a time to be alive.
Here we go.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
Okay.
I don't want to interrupt you for this one because if there's anything that I could interrupt that would make me seem insensitive, it would be this. So I want to just let Kath get it out.
I like that you have just elevated this to like... the gravity
business.
Of like a serious issue that women face in the world, because this is a female specific problem. But
now I feel like it sounds like I was being sarcastic, which I wasn't.
So this story comes to me from the Hairpin. My friend Eleanor posted it on Facebook today, and I read it, and I was like, finally, someone is talking about the issues. Someone is finally addressing this. Pants don't go all the way down anymore. They do not reach your shoes. And yeah. No one is talking about this until today when I read this article. And I just felt so heard. I felt so seen. I don't why are we letting pants slowly creep up our legs? We've done capris. We did it. Like 15 years ago, we did capris.
Yeah.
These are not capris. We're talking, the way it was described in the article was, it's not like a 3/4 pant. It's a 7/8 pant. It's like right at your ankle. They stop now.
Just hits high.
It just hits high. And it's like, why is this the new jean length?
Yeah.
It's getting cold out, man. Like it looks cute with sandals. It looks cute with flats, but when winter comes and you have to put on Doc Martens or whatever, you just have like a 1/4 inch of skin just showing.
Unless you go all, oh, like the low Doc Martens, because like you tuck them into the Doc Martens and go full. But here's, okay,
you could
so
do
here's
that, but
my
like
question.
A lot of them don't even hit right for that.
Yeah, here's my question, because I actually do, I was not joking when I'm like, I also have problems with pant length, but this is different. So for like, I know the sizing of men's jeans. For women's jeans, is there no inseam?
They will often have an inseam, but a lot of times, because like men's sizing makes a lot more sense because they just give you the inches. Like they're like, I'm a 34 or 36 waist. In women's sizing, they don't do that. So it's like you go from a size 0 to like, I don't know, it goes up to like 28 or whatever.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Like, but that those they aren't correlated to like inches or whatever. It's just like whatever.
It's based on some mannequin that, you know, yeah. Somebody owned in the 1880s or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so they, a lot of times it'll just be like, instead of having the inseam listed, it'll be like long, regular ankle.
Okay.
But the thing that's crazy is that now pants being sold as regular are ankle. And it's like, this is ankle. Why is this
and
called
long
regular?
Long is regular.
And long is regular. And
is there extra long?
I don't know. And I feel really bad because like, I'm a pretty short person. I was like kind of enjoying this because I didn't have to hem my jeans or like roll them up or whatever.
Yeah.
But now that I'm thinking about it, it's like, no, this is not fair.
Yeah.
They're cheating us on fabric and it's not cool.
One thing, Kath brought it up and I was like, I got my own jean stuff going on. one thing
I'm
glad
we're ending this podcast on a real high note.
This is really important. I mean, I think it's good because if anything, people can check out and they're not going to miss anything at the end. We should do the plugs right now. One thing I've noticed is I'm a large boy. I'm like, I'm just like read out my measurements
your
on it. But so I'm like 6'5 and like 230, something like that. And what I've realized sort of is like, I feel like sizes for jeans, most common like jean size is like what, like 32, 34, something like that, I think.
Okay.
Like 32 and whatever length or, you know, once you get up to like, first of all, they up until like 34, there's like in between. It's 30, 31, 32, 33, 34.
Right.
And then
they just
like,
go by two.
And then they're like 36, 48, fucking whatever. But
you figure it out.
Yeah. But I think the other thing is that like, I feel like all those 32, 33s, like those are fairly, they're fairly standard, and they're fairly like if I buy a couple different brands of jeans that are all like 32, they all are about the same size. But they just like when it gets to like 36, they're just like fucking make them kind of like yeah. I've gotten
your
just,
guess
like,
is as
wildly,
good as ours.
I have two pairs. This is truly like self-indulgent and not. I have.
We
two...
have a lot of anger over jeans because yeah. I have more to say when you're done.
Yeah, and it's just because like yeah, because I think everyone buys them online now, so it's like I'm not gonna go to fucking jean stores like. I'm going to, you know, park my Model T outside and go in for a pair of denim for the, you know. But I have, like, right now two pairs of Levi's, same cut,
mm-hmm.
501s that are 36, 34. And they are wildly, like...
Yeah.
Like, such different sizes that the two men that they fit would be comedic next to each other. That is the gap... in size between these two pairs of jeans.
It's the cover of the VHS of Twins.
Yeah.
That's who it fits.
Yeah, exactly. And also it's like, but also the other weird thing is that like, I find if anything, weirdly jeans are like so long now that if you get a long inseam.
Like is that like how they are for dudes? They're taking all, this is the fucking patriarchy. They're taking
yeah.
the fabric from women and they're giving it to men.
You're getting 0.78 of an inch of denim to,
exactly.
every man's
these
inch
are,
of denim.
These jeans are representative of the amount different we make from men. It's 77%
yeah.
of a jean.
Yeah. It's like I am getting jeans that are like, you know, reportedly inseam of 34 inches.
Well, yeah, you are a like, large man and your jeans are rolled up right
mine
now.
Mine are cuffed.
Which is crazy.
These aren't even the longest ones. I have other ones that are longer than this that I have to like roll multiple times. And I'm like, who is this fucking for? Is this for that wax statue of the Robert Wadlow, the deep cut Guinness Records World's Tallest Man?
Extremely deep cut.
Unbelievably deep cut. You know, it's like what? Like, they're just, why are there these jeans that, like, look, NBA players should have to buy custom jeans.
Yes.
Like, they shouldn't, that's not something that I believe they should have to do as some sort of penance, but I think that that is a wild enough body shape that they shouldn't be getting, like, off-the-rack jeans and having them fit. And they're, so I think they're too long. You think they're too short. We got to find some sort of unisex jean retailer, your Cheap Monday or whatever.
Yeah.
And
this is why I did not know that this was a phenomenon in men's jeans. This is a crazy reversal, man.
I also just think that it's like, once you get to like 36, 34, every fucking brand is just totally winging it.
Oh my God.
Like, and, like absolutely winging
you're
it.
You're telling me, like, I have a joke about this about, cause like I'm plus size. That's a clothing term for fat. And plus size clothes for women are, they're just fucking guessing. They have no idea.
Yeah.
They're just, and like.
They just have no seams. It's yeah. just basically loose fabric
yeah.
at that point.
Yeah. It's like a bag. It's, you can wear like a sad, polyester body bag, or you can wear, like a burlesque outfit. Or,
yeah.
And that's it. Those are the only, like, that's the only things they make clothes for if you're over like a 14. And yeah, everything has to be, because they have no idea like what, which kind of makes sense because it's like the difference is where you like carry your weight or whatever. Like the bigger you are, the more dramatic that is.
Yeah.
But like, they don't know, so they just make everything stretchy. They're
yeah.
just like, they're just like, good luck. We're just going to put a ton of stretch in this. Hopefully it'll work out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a nightmare, man. It's a nightmare.
Yeah. I think it's not even that big.
Like, there are a lot of people bigger than me, and I don't know how they find clothes. Like,
yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. There's like also, even just t-shirts, I feel like sometimes it's like, they go like small, medium. The same as this conspiracy theory or whatever that's like, like, I think that 6'4", the height of 6'4", is the exact height at which architects are like, fucking whatever. Like, they're like, if somebody's taller than that, I don't give a shit. But like...
They stop scaling things
yeah,
for you.
Like small, medium, large t-shirts are pretty standard. Like, where I am is sort of like a large in some brands and an XL in others. And sometimes the jump from large to XL is like it's like a large is like a t-shirt for someone who works out.
Yeah.
And an XL is like fucking tall T, like, you know, like 90s era, like
yeah.
mixtape cover, like South Pole fucking like down to the knees, where it just like goes from like, I guess my shoulders are a little broader than most, to just straight up like, I get everywhere by rolling and I need to be free to do that.
Well,
Shelby, what are your opinions on jeans? How's your clothing experience?
Where it's at.
This is a normal size man we're talking to here, because Eli and I can't really shop.
We're going to bleep out so that we don't give them any free advertising. It's just going to be you going, boop, is where it's at.
All right. Well, I think we covered it. I'm trying to reach over to the soundboard without...
You trying to find Moon Pie?
Yeah. Mole Man?
Moon Pie. Yes. Moon what Pie. What a time to be alive.
Well, that was an episode without Podcast Dad that went almost exactly how I would have expected it.
Yeah.
We got confused and revealed how dumb we are.
We didn't know where anything was. We had a million tangents. We talked for a really long time about the size of our clothes.
I hit Moon Pie a lot. We got mad at each other at one point because there's no one to mediate. Because I'm counting on Patty to move us along most of the time.
Yeah. So now you guys know how indispensable he is to the podcast, and we'll make sure he never leaves ever again.
Never, ever, ever. We're going to lock him in the room.
Do you have anything to plug?
Not really. I mean, you can follow me on Twitter at Eli Uden. You can follow me on Instagram at Chili's Restaurants. If the people are into that, if you're like a video game person, I also Twitch sometimes. That's just twitch.tv/Eli Uden. If you want to just watch me play video games, because, hey, they're fun. And I feel like I'm helping my career while I'm just playing video games.
Yeah, that is nice.
It's fun. Yeah. It's a fun thing.
I'm at Kath Barbadoro on everything. Patrick is at Pattymo on pretty much everything, I think. And please rate, review, subscribe, do all of that stuff. Please leave us nice reviews on iTunes. That's the place where it counts the most. We're What a Time Pod on like pretty much everything. We have a Twitter, a Facebook, an Instagram, all that stuff. So yeah.
Thanks for everybody that tweeted us, they say very nice things. Made us feel very good.
Yeah. Thank you everybody who says nice things. Like, it seriously makes my day every time I get to read someone saying something nice about us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks to everybody from the Pacific Northwest that confirmed me and that umbrellas are bullshit and I'm right. End of podcast. Shelby, cut it here.
Fuck.